The following are chatitza for a person. Somebody was tummy wants to immerse himself in the mikvah to be matar himself. Has to make sure that the water of the mikvah comes into contact with every part of his body and hair. If there is something on his body or hair that does not allow the water to come into contact with that part of his body or hair, the immersion would not be a good immersion. This would be a chatitza. Chutei tzemer v'chutei pishdon v'harutzuo sheberashe habanot. Woolen threads and linen threads, or the ribbons that are in the hair of the bundles of young girls. These things are used in the braiding of the girls' hair. These things are tightly put into the girls' hair, and therefore, are a chatitza at the water does not come into contact with that part of the hair. So therefore, a girl that wants to be matar herself, she has to take out these ribbons or threads from her hair in order that the water come into contact with every part of her hair. Rabbi Huda says threads made out of wool or threads made out of hair do not chote. They allow the water to get in. They are not so tight on her hair that the water from the mikvah cannot get in underneath these threads and touch her hair. So therefore, according to Rabbi Huda, these threads are not a chatzitza. Now the Tanakhama did not mention anything about threads made out of hair, and the Mefarshim explained that the Tanakhama agreed that threads made out of hair are not chaitit. Now the threads that I mentioned in this mission are talking about where they are used to braid your hair. Now if you put threads around the neck as a decoration, that would not be a chatzitza, as a girl, when she puts on a necklace, doesn't put it on so tight in order not to choke herself, so therefore the water gets in and touches every part of her neck, as opposed to when she puts the threads in her hair, sometimes she puts them on very tightly, and they are a chatzitza. But sometimes a woman will put on a choker that's very tight, as a choker that's wide could be put on very tight without choking herself. In such a case, it would be a chatzitza, even though it's around her neck. The mission is enumerating different things that would constitute a chatzitza, that would cause a tefillah to be invalid. That these things would stop the water from touching every part of the person's body. Entangled chest hair, or an entangled beard, or entangled base of storm beisha, that's entangled pubic hair of a woman, all these things are a chatzitza, and the hair would have to be untangled before immersing themselves in the mikvah. Now the Mishnah says base of storm beisha, only by an isha is this considered a chatzitza, because a woman is makbid, she doesn't want the hair to be entangled, as opposed to an ish. He is not makbid, he doesn't care that it's entangled, and since he is not makbid, it does not constitute a chatzitza. As a chatzitza that only covers a small section of a person's girth is only a chatzitza if you are makbid, if you do not want that thing on your body. But if you want the thing on your body, you don't care that the thing's on your body, it would not constitute a chatzitza, as it would be bottled to your girth, it would be considered part of your body. So even though it does not allow water to come into contact with that part of your body, since you don't care about it, it becomes part of your body and would not invalidate the immersion. Lifluf shechutz la'ayin. The gook that comes out of your eye and got stuck to the outside of the eyelid, that is also a chatzitza. Uglat shechutz lamaka v'haritia she'aleha. A scab from a wound that got stuck in your skin on the outside of the wound, not right on the wound, but outside the perimeter of the wound, that would be a chatzitza. And the band-aid was an ointment that was put on the wound. Now, even though obviously you do want the band-aid on the wound, so you are not makbid about that band-aid, so why is it a chatzitza? The answer is because prior to immersion, you would want to take off that band-aid in order that the ointment should not get ruined. Uswaf hayavish, dried sap that got stuck to your skin, is a chatzitza. Ugildei tzoa, sha'al besaro, pieces of filth that got stuck to your skin. Ubatzeng shetachas hatziporim, and dough that got underneath your fingernail. Bahamil mulin, and pieces of sweat, as when your hands are sweaty and you rub them together, the sweat turns into little pieces, and those pieces that got stuck in your skin would be a chatzitza. Betit hayavan, betit hayoitzrim, beget yavani. These are different types of clay, and these types of clay that got stuck to your skin would constitute a chatzitza. Ezeu tit hayavan. What is tit hayavan? That tit habor, that's the clay that is found in wells. Shenemar ve'aleni miborshon metit hayavan. So we see from this passage in Tehillim that Tit HaYavan is found in a bore, in a well. Tit hayotron kimashmo. Tit hayotron, which means potter's clay, is exactly what it seems to be. It's potter's clay. Rabbi Yossi mitahar bishal yotrim umetame bishal marka. Rabbi Yossi is mitahar if potter clay got stuck to your skin. Rabbi Yossi holds that potter's clay does not constitute echatisa, as it will not stop the water from coming into contact with your skin underneath the potter's clay. But he is mitame if you have marka on your skin. This is clay that is mixed with the white of an egg, and it is used by potters to repair cracks in the pottery. And this type of tit that got stuck to your skin, according to Rabbi Yossi, would be a chatisa, would stop the water from coming into contact with your skin. But tit hayotron, according to Rabbi Yossi, even if it got stuck to your skin, it would not be a chatisa. The water would get in underneath that tit. The geitivani elu yisidus hadracha. Geitivani is clay, that you step on that clay. And you step on it when it's wet, but when it's dry, you don't step on it, because when it's dry, it's similar to yisidus hadracha, pegs of the road. It becomes very uncomfortable to step on. So when it's wet, it's called Geit Yevani, and when it's dry, it's called Yisedos HaDrachem. And if this Geit Yevani gets on your skin, it would be a chassid that would stop the water from coming into contact with your skin underneath it. She'ain Tovlin Behen V'lo Matbilin Osam. The types of clay that are mentioned here in the Mishnah, you cannot immerse in these types of clay. Even though we've had previously, there are certain types of clay that you could immerse in them, such as Tit Hanarik, a very soft type of clay. But these type of clays, you cannot immerse in them, nor can you be tovel with them on your skin, as these types of clay are considered a chatzitza. Usharko atit mat bilimbo keshuhu lach. Other types of clay, if they are on your skin, you can immerse yourself even when they're on your skin if they are damp, as other types of clay, when they are damp, would not be a chatzitza. It would not stop the water from coming into contact with your skin that's underneath it. V'lo yitba ba'avak sha'al raglav. Now, a person should not immerse himself while he still has dust on his feet. As dust at times can be a chatzitza when it gets clumped together. So therefore, l'chatchila, you should not immerse yourself with the dust on your feet. But b'di eved, if you've already immersed yourself with the dust of your feet, it would not be a chatzitza, and the immersion would be valid. Lo yitba et ha-kumkumim b'pchamim. Elem kein shifshim. A person should not immerse a kettle which has become tummy while the suit is still on the kettle, unless you have rubbed away the suit, as the suit on the kettle would be a chatzitza and would invalidate the tefillah of the kumkumim.